Boots and Pop is a comic book about two best friends who are aliens from another planet. They also have a variety of cast members with them, such as Sniffles the Fish, Leroy the Worm, Drek Draymo the Intergalactic Warlord, as well as office friends Flo, Rob, Al, and the Boss. The book tells a tale of Boots and Pop and their friendship and how the friendship develops, as well as how it becomes strained. And it becomes strained because of an amulet that enters the picture. The strange amulet, it becomes a focus of everybody else's desire, everybody else's attention, and it sort of sends things asunder, especially the life that Boots lives, by the second book, which actually debuted at Special Edition here.
And where did you get the inspiration for the book?
Okay, so the inspiration came from my childhood. I used to read Uncle Scrooge and Donald Duck comics that my dad had, and then of course I was a big fan of Star Wars. So when the two of those collided, I knew I wanted to do something that was funny animals, but not quite animals, so aliens were the next best choice. As of course I've done the aliens, the animals have come back in with Sniffles and Leroy, and there are a cast of birds as well that play a pivotal role in the second book.
Yeah, and in terms of where do you want to take the book past book two in terms of story, do you plan to expand it in any way?
Absolutely. The difference between book one and book two really has expanded, and it's put them on a quest. It's put them on a challenge in their friendship and their life. It will upset their normal existence and really be an adventure. And it's an adventure I'm really looking forward to seeing transpire. Even by the end of the second book, the guys are now off and they're heading towards Hobo World, which is a mysterious planet that zooms through the galaxy with no specific path, to find out more about Pup's true origin.
And can you talk a little bit about your art style? Because it does look very unique, very simple, and it kind of catches your eye.
Thank you. Again, that's a throwback to when I was a kid, and for me, cartoons were Donald Duck. They were Bugs Bunny. They were even the Flintstones. There was a simplicity to it, a colorfulness that I really enjoyed, and I wanted to bring forward in the artwork I produce.
Yeah, and in terms of, do you have any other projects in the works, or are you putting it all in on this ransom right now?
It's all in Boots and Pup, and that's just because they've been my love for the last 10 years. They started as a webcomic, and now I've been producing graphic novels. It's been really a fun time telling these stories, getting to know these characters, and bringing them out to the audience.
And speaking about the audience, what's it been like interacting with your audience here in New York City, Special Edition, only being the second year? So what's the response been like?
It has been amazing. I was able to be here last year during the inaugural year, and kids who had bought the book last year are coming back this year. They're coming back for book two. They're excited. They're happy to see that there's new content. And already today I heard two stories of the books being so worn because the kids just read them over and over. And I had an opportunity to see one that the kid had brought with him, which was really awesome, really special, because it tells me that these books are being read, they're being enjoyed, and it just really fuels my want and desire to tell more of these stories. So the fans have been awesome. New York has been awesome to me and treated me very well.
And is there any other cons you plan on going to? What's next for you?
So my next con that I'll be at is San Diego. San Diego will be my first year there. I'm very excited. I'll be in the small press section with my friend Jenny, who has her book, Flutter.